Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
In America, one out of three homes with children has a gun, and nearly 1.7 million children live in a home with a loaded, unlocked gun. Every year, thousands of kids are killed and injured as a result. My guest is Dr. Daniel Fabui. He's the medical director and disaster preparedness and emergency management at Children's National Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fabui. Tell us, what is Ask Day?
Hi, Melanie. Yeah, thanks for having me. Ask Day is really about asking saves kids campaign. It's a campaign that's actually gone on for several years now, and it was really a cooperation and agreement effort that was done by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Center to Prevent Youth Violence, now known as the Brady Center. So that's what it's about.
Okay. Tell us, why is it important? I mean, obviously, children are getting injured and killed every single day in homes with guns that are unlocked or loaded and not locked. Kids are curious. Tell us why this is such an important thing that we know about and take action and that parents talk with their kids about.
Well, Melanie, it's very important, especially for me, and I bring a different perspective to it. I'm an emergency physician, so I see kids with different types of injuries day in and day out in the emergency department. But not only that, I'm a soldier also, so I used to deal with firearms, and I'm a dad. I have three kids, all between the ages of 7 and 10. So I get it, and I have these concerns. Why it's really important is because our kids are our precious gems. Any type of firearm can lead to serious injury, and in a lot of cases have led to death of these precious gems. So that's why it's really important to get the information out for people to understand and to know during these warm months and during the summertime is when everybody's going over to different people's houses to go have fun. We need to ask those questions, and it's an issue just to ask the question. Just like we check for, hey, pool safety during the summertime, we ask if you're wearing a helmet when you're riding a bike. We also have to ask if there are any firearms in the house and make sure that that's not the case, especially when it comes to our precious gym.
Dr. Fabui, what tips can you give parents who are having this conversation for the first time, both with their children, and how do they go about asking this question to other parents without, you know, feeling like they're going to insult them or alienate some other parents?
Hey, my whole approach to things, I think we need to be candid with one another. I think upfront and having conversation, just like we'll ask any parent any child who's going to another parent's house, you need to know what's in their house. You want to make sure your child is safe. And I think all parents can relate to that we want to make sure our child is in a safe environment. I think it's also about relationship building, just normal communication, asking, hey, you know, I have concerns about these types of things. I would like Billy to come play over. However, I just want to make sure, do you have any weapons in the house? It's something that's near and dear to my heart to make sure that my child and your child are safe, and I just wanted to make sure I asked that question. And usually, as long as it's not judgmental, you're not talking about certain organizations that are affiliated with those types of things, I think most people are open to have that dialogue. And if they're not, maybe you probably don't want your child over at their house. So I think those are important things to talk about.
How do you think parents react to this question? I mean, I'm pretty passionate about that myself, Dr. Fabui, and if someone asked me, I'd be like, there's no guns in my house. I will never have a gun in my house. You know, I would come straight out and say it, but this is a hotbed issue because it's political, because it's on either side of the fence, because it is such an issue that people bring up so many statistics. Well, in the states that have them, there's less crime. Well, in the states that have them, there's more teen suicide. I mean, it goes on and on. So how do you see parents react when this does come up?
I mean, it is a hot topic, as you said. Political issues are very dicey, just like religion and politics don't tend to mix. For these types of issues, the bottom line is we want to focus on the child and their safety. So if you spin it and focus on what the main issues are, take away the organizations that are affiliated with it, even sometimes the guttural and emotional response where we want to be all, quote-unquote, gung-ho about these types of things. The real focus is to really bring it down to the low level, the essential piece, which is, do you have any weapons in the house? And the reason why I'm asking is because I want to know that my child is safe. We know the stats already. We know that one in every three households has a gun. And we know that we've been seeing lots of deaths from these accidental discharges of firearms. We understand that just teaching kids to stay away from guns is not going to solve the problem. We've seen a lot of those injuries and that have led to death in these children. So I think it just has to be discussed. You can't shy away from it, and be that it may be a controversial topic or something that you may feel your neighbor might not be comfortable talking about. If you're going to put your child in someone's hands, you need to know. Just like you would want to put your child in the hands of a pedophile, you want to know that they're not in an area where they're not safe, or an environment that they're not safe. Things happen within the twinkle of an eye, and you don't want to regret that because you'll say, hey, I should have asked that question. And I end up seeing those kids in the emergency department and have to break the news to those parents. So it's an important issue to be discussed. Yes, it is difficult. It is challenging, but that notwithstanding, you can't shy away from it. It is your responsibility as a parent to ensure that your child is safe.
Do pediatricians ask parents about this sometime? Because we've even read in the news that, you know, some pediatricians have fired patients because of responses that they've gotten, and that some patients have quit pediatricians because they were asked this question.
Sure. Yes, pediatricians do ask this question. It's just like I said. We mentioned, hey, do you have a pool in the house? Do you have a gate that prevents the child from getting into the pool unauthorized? Do you have a helmet that you wear or when you're riding a bike? These are all preventative measures that we as physicians need to ask, and it is our right to ask those. And it is the right of the patient or the parent to decide that if that's a question they feel uncomfortable with, or for whatever reasons, be it political or whatever, that they don't feel comfortable with that pediatrician, they're well within their right to do as they see fit. However, it is our obligation as medical professionals to do the things we need to do to safeguard children, and we all stand by that. The Academy stands by it. I sure do as a father, and even taking out the medical piece out, as a father who's taking care of his kids, I want to know. I need to know. That is my responsibility, and yes. So to answer your question, yes, pediatricians do ask that question. Yes, some parents have been turned off by that, but it is still our responsibility to prevent injuries and prevent death, and we will continue to do that, and I support it 100%.
And the website is askingsaveskids.org. That's askingsaveskids.org. That's what it's about, saving our kids. And Dr. Fabui, in just the last minute that we have here, please wrap it up for us about the importance of Ask Day and why it's so important that parents initiate this conversation, discuss guns with their children, and ask other parents if they have guns in the home, whether they're locked, loaded, unlocked, whatever.
Look. Simply teaching children to stay away from guns is not going to work. You need to make sure that their environment is really secure. There are no weapons in the house, wherever they're going to play. That's really the bottom line. If there is a place where there is a weapon, the weapons are supposed to be unloaded. They're supposed to be locked and stowed away in separate locations. But really the bottom line is there shouldn't be any firearms in the area where the children are playing. We've seen too many deaths from it. The accidents continue, and it is our job to safeguard those children. And parents, you've been doing a wonderful job. You need to continue that and safeguard your children because they are our precious gems.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And the website, again, is askingsaveskids.org. Parents, get involved. Ask your neighbors. Explain it to your kids, but get involved in the community. And don't be afraid to ask. It's a conversation we all have to have. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.